Welcome back to Daily Boost, Tips for a Better Life. I'm your host, and today we are diving into one of the most relatable experiences we all face, bad days. Those days when everything seems to go wrong. You spill your coffee, miss the bus, get that frustrating email, or just feel off. Sometimes there's a clear reason, and sometimes it's just one of those days where the world feels heavier. Here's the truth, everyone has bad days. What matters isn't avoiding them, it's how you respond to them. That's where real growth, resilience, and positivity begin. Today's episode is titled Turning Bad Days Around, and we are going to talk about three simple but powerful mindset shifts that can help you handle unexpected challenges, shake off the negativity, and reclaim control over your day, even if it started off rough. Let's begin with an important reminder. Your day is not ruined by one bad moment. One setback does not define everything. But often, we let small things snowball into big emotional spirals. A late start turns into a cranky mood. A mistake at work becomes self-doubt. A disagreement becomes frustration with the entire world. That's why mindset matters so much. It's not about pretending everything is fine. It's about choosing how we interpret and respond to what happens. When we shift our perspective, we shift our energy. And when we shift our energy, we change the course of our day. So let's get into three simple mindset shifts you can use the next time your day starts to unravel. Mindset shift number one. This is just one chapter, not the whole story. When something goes wrong, we often catastrophize. This day is ruined. Why does this always happen to me? Everything is falling apart. But pause. Breathe. Remind yourself, this is just one moment. One chapter. One rough patch in an otherwise full day. Instead of letting one event color everything else, separate the moment from the rest of your experience. Say to yourself, that was frustrating. But it's not the end of the world. I can start fresh at any moment. The next hour can still be different. This mindset creates space for the day to improve instead of staying stuck. Mindset shift number two. What can this teach me? Bad days often come with mistakes, delays, or disappointments. Instead of reacting with blame, ask, what can I learn from this? Did I overbook myself? Did I skip my morning routine and feel scattered? Is there something I've been avoiding that's creating stress? When you approach challenges with curiosity rather than judgment, you stay in control. Even a bad day becomes an opportunity for insight, adjustment, and growth. It doesn't mean the situation is ideal, but it means you walk away stronger. Mindset shift number three, I still have power over my next choice. This is perhaps the most empowering thought. No matter how the day has gone so far, you still have power over what you do next. You can choose to take a break, call a friend, go for a walk, listen to music, eat something nourishing, or write down your thoughts. One good choice can interrupt a cycle of negativity. And once you've made one good choice, it's easier to make another. Then another. Before you know it, the day begins to turn. Don't underestimate the power of micro-turnarounds. Small, intentional shifts in the middle of chaos. If your day feels particularly overwhelming, try these simple actions to help reset your emotional tone, move your body, do 10 jumping jacks, stretch, or go for a 5-minute walk. Movement clears mental FOG. Name your emotion. Say, I'm feeling frustrated, or I feel drained. Naming it helps normalize it. Breathe with intention. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4, exhale for 4. Do that 3 times. Change your environment. Step into another room, go outside, or rearrange something small. Connect with kindness. Send a kind message to someone. Gratitude shifts your mindset fast. You don't need to feel 100% better. You just need to feel a little better than before. Today's challenge is simple and powerful. The next time something derails your day, pause and practice one of the mindset shifts. Ask yourself, is this the whole story or just a moment? What can I learn from this? What is one small, good choice I can make next? Write these questions down. Save them in your phone. Stick them on your desk. Let them guide you through tough moments. You might be surprised how quickly a bad day softens into a more bearable one. And sometimes, even into a good one. Bad days are inevitable. But staying stuck in them is not. You have more power than you think, and it begins in your mind. Thank you for joining me for Daily Boost, Tips for a Better Life. If this episode helped you, send it to someone who's having a rough time. Let's help each other stay grounded and rise above, and don't forget to follow or subscribe. We've got more tools coming your way to make every day a little lighter, stronger, and more meaningful. Until next time, be gentle with yourself. Bad moments don't make bad people, they just make us human.